On Wednesday, Colorado Mountain College hosted a group of Oglala Lakota from Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Last year, these young men ran from Arizona to North Dakota in unity with Navajo and Hopi nations to join the convergence at Standing Rock, protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline.
I'm super proud of them. You know, they all earned feathers when they ran from Arizona to camp. I presented them feathers because the stance they took was showing bravery and courage. Running through snow, rain, running at nighttime. You know, they ran from sun up to 1-2 o'clock in the morning till they got to a place to sleep and then get up and do it again.
How many days was it of running?
9 days.
9 days.
It was 9 days. It was a great experience, even for me. We ran with the Hopi and the Navajo. And so later this month, we're going back down to Arizona to participate in their run for water on their reservation and awareness to their tribal leadership and to the government of the high level of arsenic that's in their water and it's not being dealt with. My name is Ricky Graygrass. I'm from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I'm an Oglala Lakota.
So what does it mean to you to be able to bring these boys to tell their story?
Emotions came up, feelings came up, and the excitement grew. And it's like for them to relive what they encountered at Standing Rock. Just bringing them down and letting them talk, it means a lot to me.
And a lot of them spoke to how much they felt at home at Standing Rock.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to maybe why that is?
I think they were at peace. They were at peace up there because they were helping, checking on cans, chopping wood, hauling water, helping at the main fire. When donations came in, they were out doing something. And so when they came home, you know, they came home to electricity. They came back to internet, social media, TV, and it changed them. So now when we go out and smell fire, the first thing that triggers them is camp, camp life. As that was their purpose, being the young men that they were, to make sure that the elders in camp had wood, that their water was there. And their responsibility from their action grew to greater responsibility of the camp where they were called in action all the time to be to the front line.
The young men took turns sharing of their experience at the camp enduring concussion grenades, rubber bullets, tear gas, and worse.
I'm dumb, and when he got arrested, we had to sit in the dog kennel for 4 hours with just a bottle of water. And after that 4 hours was up, they stripped us down to one layer of clothes. They put us in a bus. On that bus ride, the driver, they kept his window down, and then the rest of us, we froze pretty much the whole ride for like 5+ hours. We were zip tied too at the same time. Probably one of the worst nights I went through. Some guy almost lost his hands. We couldn't do nothing about it. We couldn't get out. We couldn't help nobody. Everybody was freezing. The women were freezing.
Was the protest worth it?
Yep. It was all worth it. Every bullet, all the pain, was all worth it. I would want to go back to the way we were living up at night, up in camp. Camp was just like home.
The presentation concluded with a smudge ceremony on the Spring Valley campus. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.